is Ted Kennedy. The right wing lost a round in its effort to impose ideological litmus tests on high science appointees to the Bush administration. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, chalk one up for the cause of science and Dr. Louis Sullivan, President Bush's Secretary of Health and Human Services. After months of controversy, he persuaded the White House to do the right thing and abandon ideological litmus tests for top scientific and medical positions. Dr. Sullivan found he couldn't recruit qualified scientists to be director of the National Institutes of Health, the country's preeminent biomedical research position. According to press reports, one distinguished scientist was questioned about abortion. He told the White House, if that's the question they're interested in, he wasn't interested in the job. Thanks to Dr. Sullivan, the White House backed off and agreed to drop political litmus tests for these positions. My question for you, Al, is why did the administration get itself stuck in such a tight right-wing crack to start with?
Extremists on both sides make our job tougher. But Ted, is there some reason why the president should not be able to appoint key people who agree with him on tough issues? The president sure wouldn't appoint somebody to run the Pentagon who had opposed every defense system since the slingshot. Would he appoint a commerce secretary who believed in protectionism? I don't see why he shouldn't hire people who administer health care policy who agree with his stance on abortion. Ted, you and I are both pro-choice. But George Bush was very clear when he presented his position on abortion to the American people, just as he campaigned on lower capital gains taxes, and he is still fully supporting that position. Face it, Ted, George Bush is just living up to his campaign promises. That's so foreign to you folks, you just don't like it one bit.
This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.